Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Most of us resent direction. We like our independence and we like being our own boss. St. Paul was like us. He was doing his own thing, and that thing involved persecuting the early Christians. But then Jesus Christ has a personal encounter with Paul. Paul tells the story to King Agrippa in the book of Acts, Acts 26:12 through 20. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, along the road I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But arise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, to turn to God and do works befitting repentance. The central question that we're looking at today is this: what happens when we choose our way and not God's way? The big idea is simple. God will introduce things into our life which will cause us to be redirected. Paul was on a mission of destruction, the destruction of the early Christians. Their destruction was contrary to God's will, so that meant Paul's destruction. Jesus Christ is the one who is persecuted by those who persecute the church. Jesus will open the eyes of people through the lives of those who oppose him. Jesus used goads to get Paul moving in the right direction. A goad is like today's cattle prod. The big idea, God will introduce things into our life which will cause us to be redirected. This certainly happened in St. Paul's life. How do you think Christ would deal with today's world where we have so many trying to destroy the church? Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209.